You are listening to Session 20 of the Spirit-Led Leader Workshop conducted by Dr. Tim Jeffrion, President and Teaching Minister of Faith, Hope, and Love Global Ministries. This session is entitled, To Continue Well.
In this final session, we are going to recap the main principles and practices that we talked about this week. And then you're going to have some time to pray by yourself, to do the evaluation form, and time permitting, talk with one another again. Each one of these is to help you get a handle on what it is you want to hold on to from this week. And then at the end, with our remaining time, we'll have a little bit of time for some testimonies so people can share with one another some of the blessings of this week for you. Okay? So that's what's planned. And so let's begin now with our review of Spirit-led leaders, the chief characteristics. Let's read these together. Number one, Spirit-led leaders know and love God deeply. They follow Jesus Christ faithfully and wholeheartedly. They live and lead by power, love, and self-discipline of the Holy Spirit. And they draw others into spirit-led living and leading to build up the whole body of Christ. And our nine leadership practices and soul principles are these. And you could turn some of these into your mission if you're still trying to form your mission. Let's read these together. Leadership practice one.
Envision your leadership flowing out of deep spiritual life.
Soul principle number one.
Fruitfulness in leadership requires the work of God in and through us.
Leadership practice two.
Actively cultivate your own spiritual life. Soul principle two. Spiritual vitality flows from a relationship of heart and mind toward God. Leadership practice three. Develop specific spiritual disciplines. Soul principle three. Disciplines deepen our spiritual life and empower our leadership.
Leadership practice four.
Always seek to deserve God's promises first. Soul principle four. Aligning our will with God's is all encompassing ongoing process.
Looks Lord. Leadership practice five.
Create a vital spiritual environment within your workplace. Soul principle five. God loves powerfully as we see his activity among us. Leadership practice six. Make change a personal priority. Soul principle six. Change is our calling.
Leadership practice seven.
Lead by listening well. Soul principle seven. The Holy Spirit speaks and works through every team member. Leadership practice eight. Always trust God. Soul principle eight. Steadfast trust in God is indispensable to spiritual vitality and leadership. Leadership practice 9. Open yourself fully to the love and grace of God. Soul principle 9. The grace of God creates the only sure foundation for personal transformation dynamic spiritual leadership.
Well, do you think that you understand these better now after a week of studying them?
Yes.
I hope so. Well, my prayer is that these spiritual leadership practices and corresponding soul principles, along with a profound experience of the grace of God, will truly help you. It will help you to deepen your own connection to God and make you more effective as a spiritual leader, or a teacher, or a worker, or mother, or father, or friend. Now, we'd like you to take 10 minutes for personal reflection and prayer. To bring closure to this pastor's leadership training course, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to solidify the messages that God most wants you to remember from this week. This is no longer an action plan or a vision. But what are the messages that have had the biggest impact on you that the Spirit wants you to remember? You see the three here. One is, what do you most want me to remember from this week? Second, what do you want me to do differently in my life and leadership? And what else do you want to say to me before this course ends? Take 10 minutes now in complete silence in this room to pray with these questions. Okay, now we're going to start transitioning to group sharing as one of the final parts of our week-long leadership workshop together. And I want to give you a few of you an opportunity just to share what is the biggest impact of this week on you? Or what teaching or experience had the biggest impact? I don't need a whole story as much as just, let's just say out loud, it helps me to know and helps the group to know. What had the biggest impact on you?
The importance of this subject.
What's that?
The importance of this subject.
Well, first of all, I think I'm really just looking for what was the subject that had the biggest impact on you. And then you can say the importance of it, why it's so important.
I was just saying that you
realize the spirit of leadership. Oh, I misunderstood what you were saying. So you're saying that was the impact, was the importance of the subject. Okay, thank you. Jill, help me understand. No, I just misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were asking a question.
For me, it's trusting God.
Always trusting God. Okay. What else?
Not just to be a good leader, but to be a spirit-led leader, you know.
Thank you. Anything from this group?
To be God-centered whenever we do everything in our life.
To be God-centered for everything in our life. Thank you. How about your group? Anything?
No.
Thank you. Could you hear Mala? She said it was to practice the presence of God wherever she is had a big impact on her relationship with God. And anybody from that group back there?
Three exercises of the vision. Vision of the relationship with God. Vision of the spiritual leader, vision of our own ministry.
Okay. Thank you. The second question is, what are the biggest changes I plan to make in my life and leadership? I'd like to hear from several of you. How will your leadership be different because of what you learned and experienced this week? In other words, what changed the way you're making?
Practical methods.
What's that?
We use the practical methods.
Practical methods.
Yes.
Okay.
It will be very useful for
you. Okay. Good.
Should I say like this? Consciously and intentionally, I will live and lead under the control and influence of the Holy Spirit. That is a bit general.
Okay, to live and lead under the control of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What else? A change. Something you're going to do differently because of this class. Yes, Joseph?
I'm aware of the significance of the Holy Spirit.
So you're aware of the significance. So that would fit well with the first one. So how is that going to change what you're going to do? Just be more aware, or what?
Whatever I do, I have to be aware.
Okay, I see. Okay. So what is the message, the main message that you want to take back to your church or to your institution, your school or your institution, or even your family? What are you going to take when you go home?
Change?
Yes. You're going to say there's a need for change?
Okay.
What's that? I heard a female voice.
Same thing.
The same with our personal change. Personal priority. We
need to change our personal priorities. Okay, thank you.
For me, God center thinking, living, leading, and a life goal. We all have life goals, we just don't know. But through this, I understand I have a life goal. So we got to be intentional, we got to be conscious, because we have life goal there. So that's the message I was going to bring.
Okay. You have a message you're going to take with you?
The student led to lead and follow by the Holy Spirit. Just say it again.
Spirit-led leader, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so the message is that you want to be that kind of leader, or your church needs to have that kind of leader, or what is it about that leader that's your message?
Church leader.
Spiritual life coaching. So what's the message with spiritual life coaching that you want to tell people?
In every day of our life, or in our ministry, or our long-term plan, we have to set vision, mission, action.
Okay. I would encourage each of you to be able to put into words the mission in English or your own language, because the message, because when people ask you about your week, they may not know what to ask you. And if they know you're at a class all week, they may ask you if you had a good class. And they may expect you to say, yes, it was a good class. And then they'll ask you, let's go make dinner, or here are my problems. And they're on to another subject. So it may be that you only have a very short amount of time to say something to somebody else that's important. I'm not talking about your best friend, but I mean the people you will meet. So if you can think about, in a short way, form the message, the communication, the main point that you want other people to know in a short sentence, that invites them to ask questions if they're interested. So Joseph could say, if someone said, how was your week? You could say, it was fantastic. And I learned that we need to set vision, mission, and action steps for every area of our life. See, one sentence, and immediately you said the most important thing. And now if they're interested, they might say, well, what do you mean? And now you can talk about it.
Yep.
But if you just say, well, we had a nice week, that's nothing. You've said nothing.
We haven't helped the other person to ask more questions.
Yeah, so the idea is to say something important so that they know to ask you more. So if you report to your elders or to people in your church or your principal, be ready to send the message. Something important happened this week, and you pray and hope that that person will want to talk more about it so that we can share it. Let's move now to blessings. This is an opportunity. If any of you would like to share, stand up and just briefly share how God blessed your life this week. It's going to be a little testimony or just a word of thanks to God about something that God did for you this week. Is there anyone who would like to do that?
Two minutes ago, I got a meeting.
Would you be willing to stand up so your voice is louder?
2 minutes ago, I got a meeting with person come to your flat and church? Usually I wanted to contact even to the good course in my church, and I got materials to start the program. But when we got a meeting, I made a mistake because I asked them, I want commitment, your commitment. They said, when they are free, they can join with me, but they are not free. So they said they cannot make a commitment to come regularly. And then two men, they made angry with me, and I feel really sad. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, as I'm a woman, so they don't want to involve my ministry because I'm a woman. And then, I almost forgot about that, and I don't want to pray anymore. But the trainee here, and God spoke to me through you, because when you share with us, a leader make a decision, sometimes it may occur disagreements and arguments during the meeting. So that's normal. And then I learned a lot how to find way to approach each of the member of the committee. Mm. And your lectures is very helpful for me to start again.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else?
Yes.
Joseph.
There's many blessings during this week, but I like to find out only one thing from my experiences. By the end of this month, I have to do very big job. This is one of my great visions for my school. Today in our discussion, I also discuss about this. To have the service learning office in my institute in MIT. So I have to write about this. The deadline is I still have only 2 days. But today your lesson, spiritual life coaching, vision, mission, and action, it will help me a lot to finish this job. So this is one of my greatest blessings during this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Yes.
I would like to express my thanks to God for bringing me and just giving me a chance to participate in this workshop. First of all, I would like to give thanks to God first, and secondly, I would like to give my thanks to Dr. Tim and Jill for your commitment. I am very familiar with your name because I have already received your book last year through our executive secretary of ATM. So I didn't read all, but I read some part of the books. So when I heard about the spirit-led leadership from the author himself, I come to understand the books more, and I hope that workshop is very necessary and very alive for our country, especially for the churches in Myanmar. So I have one decision that before this time, in my sermon or in my teaching or preaching, I always emphasize the message of justice, the message of development for our people's ecological concern before. But from now on, I have one decision that I have to share the message of the work of the Holy Spirit to my congregations. So I have deep thanks to you, and I also thank to the executive secretary of ADM for inviting our school to participate in this workshop. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
On this week, I get very things, especially two things, two great things for me. Number one is I get new insights about the Christian leadership, especially the spirit-led leadership. I get many new insights. And this course opens my concept of pneumatology. This course opens my pneumatological concept. So I say thank you very much, Dr. Tim and Tandy.
Masih, welcome.
Masih, you
have visited her? No, she says she will.
Okay, you're
wrong.
As for me, it is a good opportunity for me to attend this leadership training course. As I'm a youth secretary in my church, I wanted to attend a leadership course because I want to know how to lead people. I want to know the role of the leadership. So I pray to God. And last 2 weeks, my principal told me to attend the leadership training course. So I'm very surprised and very pleased to attend. And as before I'm coming with this training, I'm praying to God show me how or what I need to learn or something like that. So, yes, I've learned from you new things, new ideas, and new knowledge. So I will apply the new from you I've learned. So thank you very much, Sharon Eric, this week.
You are welcome. Anyone else? You can do it and say it in Burmese as well if you want to. Yes, okay. Will you translate for him?
It has been 18 years since we were not part of the ATM. We were as communicated for a while. Through some the good word of some friends, now we can come back to the participation.
Just
invite
the students.
Okay. Now we have a chance to speak on the unity with the MCC also. Yeah, those are some of the reasons we all like to request you to pray for us and.
What are we praying for? The unity?
For the denomination to have the unity with the.
And what is their denomination?
Methodist.
Same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two groups
of Methodists.
Yeah, but
all right.
He was my Sunday school teacher when I was.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we have just a couple of things we'd like to do here before we're done. We have to wait for a minute about that. Sorry, that was too early. I have a present for you, and I would like to give a copy of my other book to anyone who would like to have a copy. And I brought these copies for you. Some of you have already purchased a copy, and so. This is an additional copy that you can give away to someone.
To maybe
put it in your school library.
Yeah.
That would probably be the best.
Yeah.
And so, Thomas, could you?
Yes.
Pass, if you want one, we'll give it to you now. And I want to say to you that it's been just a tremendous joy for me to be with you this week. You know, my enthusiasm and love for the subject, but their gift to me is to have a week to share this information, to share the experience, to pray together, to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ, with what I said to my friends back home, eager and capable students, people who were eager to learn and capable of receiving and wanting to share with others. And it's life is about the flow of the Spirit. What we receive, we give. And as we give, we receive. And it's in the flow that we're alive. When we receive and hoard, we die. But when we receive and give, it flows. And that's what I feel has happened this week. So much God has given me, I share with you, and you share it back with me, and you share it out with others. And my prayer is that God will continue to bless you, continue to enable you to be able to grow as Spirit-led people, Spirit-led leaders, Spirit-led teachers, Spirit-led fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, and whatever, in every aspect of your life, that you may experience more and more the fullness of the Spirit, and that by God's grace, we may be able to participate in sharing this message throughout Myanmar. I do not know what God has in mind, but many of you have said to me, what I believe is that this message is needed in all of our churches, in all of our schools, and all of the denominations here in Myanmar. So the prayer is that God may use us to take this message and to really bring a revival and a new growth here throughout the country. I have, as a way of celebrating our time together, I have a number of photos that I'm going to step away so you can see them. Jill took almost all, maybe all of these photos, and I don't have an individual photo of every single person here, but let's look for the Spirit evidence in the faces of our class members and just rejoice together. And this is, as I told my sons, I've talked to them a couple of nights, I said, you know what's so wonderful about this class? For me, it's the joy. It's the joy I feel and the joy I see. And that's a sign of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience.
Just patience.
Oh, rather wonderful. We missed him today. And thoughtfulness.
Serious.
But engagement. That's another sign of the Spirit. Engagement.
Share.
More laughter.
Wonder.
Wonder. In the groups. Again,
they are trying to figure out.
Yes, but it's what are the marks of the spirit? We know love and joy and peace, but also it's transformation. The spirit draws us into deep reflection and thought and changes our lives. And I think that's what I saw a lot in the faces this week. Earnestness in conversation. Listening
so carefully. Serious. Meditating.
May God give you all the grace you need for spirit-led living and to serve as spirit-led leaders. Lau, do you have a final word in prayer for us?
Time is not in our hand. And this week is, the days go very fast, I feel. And this week is, every day is a blessing together, a blessing to share, a blessing to receive some information and some practical teachings from Tim. And my first day was both happiness and frustration, because I expected 35 people to come for the workshop, but only more than 20. And my question myself, I asked myself why it happens in ATM schools, but this is life. Okay, but I'm so happy for your full participation, full attention, and full support. As Tim has said just now, we sat together, we listened together, and thank you very much for the current. Every day it comes. If it's off, then we will get in trouble. And thank you for Jill, who could able to join more than 3 days. Talk together, sit together. And we have a small things to show our thanks to Tim and Jill.
I would like to say, just
yes.
say one
yeah.
thing, which is that on November 4th, 2010, so just about 1 year ago, was when we were coming back from Africa, and I had the pulmonary embolism and almost died. And since that time, I have not been able to travel with Tim. So he's been to Africa, he's been to Vietnam, he's been to the Ukraine. We're always ministering together and teaching together, and I haven't been able to do that for 1 year. But this week, God has given me enough strength to be with you, and it's a promise that my health will be fully restored. And I feel very grateful for your presence and witness to what God has done in my body and in my life.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Nice.
So, shall I look at it now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is in the
Oh, look at this. Oh,
beautiful.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank
very
you.
Nice. Thank you. Is this of a particular ethnic group or
Shan?
Okay.
Traditional culture.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been to Shan?
This is
Kukitin.
Very,
very, very nice.
This is
Kukitin.
This is.
Thank you very, very much.
So lastly, on behalf of ATM and myself, I would like to repeat my deep and heartfelt thanks to
Tim and Jill, and also the Faith, Hope, and Love Global Ministries for their support as a resource persons, as well as silence also. And I also thank you for all member schools. If you don't come,
right? There's a duty.
Yeah, the successful workshop depends on you. So please pass our gratitude to your principals and your bosses, our spirit and leaders to your member schools. Let us rise and receive benediction from the team.
Let's pray. Dear loving God, we are deeply, deeply thankful for this week, for all the ways that you have been at work speaking to us, teaching us, connecting us to you and to one another, changing us, giving us vision, and leading us forward. We truly are appreciative of your love and grace and mercy and generosity to each one of us. Now I pray that you will continue to pour out your spirit on each of these participants. Each person here, may they experience the fullness of your spirit. May they experience the joy of your spirit, the lightness, the freedom, the power, the love, the self-discipline, all that they need in order to go forward to put into practice the things that you've been teaching them this week. We pray that you'll go before them and that you'll prepare the hearts and the minds of their families, of their churches, of their institutions, of their leaders. Prepare their hearts and minds to receive this message. Lord, we have our vision and our plan, but we cannot change anything without your Spirit's working. And so we pray and agree in the name of Jesus that your Spirit will go before each person to accomplish your good purposes. And I pray that they may see your Spirit at work, so that they may give honor and glory to you, because you have done this work of change and transformation. We pray these things because we know they are your will, and because our hearts yearn for a real change and revitalization, and for real spirit-led leadership in each of our churches and families and institutions in this country. Lord, bring these things to pass. And we give you all the honor and glory and thanks, and pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.